Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our opening commodity market report, our web special. It is a good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading at the Chicago Board of Trade, the Merck, and in Kansas City. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:50, up 4 3/4 on the open. December, 5:62, up 4 1/2. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:33, up 10 1/2 on the open. March, 5:52, up 14. July, 4:73, up 4 1/2 on the open. December corn opened at 3:27 1/2, up 3 1/4 on the open. March, 3:40, up 4 1/4. May, 3:45 1/2, up 3 1/2. July, 3:50, up 2 1/2. Red line, December, 3:39 1/2, up 3/4 on the open. December oats open at 2:38, up 4 on the open. The March contract up 4 as well. Its opening tick at 2:43. In the soybean pit, Novi's open at 6:29 1/2, up 6 on the open. January, 6:43, up 6. March, 6:49 1/2, up 5 1/4. May, 6:53 1/2, up 4. July, 6:60 1/2, up 4 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 188.20, up 2.60 on the open. January, 188.80, up $3. December soybean oil opened at 26.85, up 21 on the open. And January at 27.25 is up 28. At the Merck, October feeders open at 106.67 1/2, down 2 1/2 on the open. November, 104.40, down 42 1/2. January, 103.35, down 37 1/2 on the open. October live cattle open at 88.95, down 27 1/2 on the open. December, 88.20, down 15. February, 90.85, down 20. April, 90.15, down 10 on the open. December lean hogs open at 60.15, up 30 on the open. February, 63.30, up 20. April, 64.35, up 15. May, 67.85, down 10 on the open. In February, pork bellies opened at 89.47 1/2, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to hear you back. I understand you're down in the, had a little with little illness, but glad you're back.
Well, we're trying to be back the best we can. The hearing is what's coming back the littlest and the slowest, and we hope to get all that back in sometime in the next few weeks.
But, well, I'll talk loud.
Talk loud, and so we can hear you all across our AM 580 listening signal. This morning, both in the beans and in the corn, continued strength of wheat, too. But I want to talk about the beans and corn first. New contract high in the corn, and for the current move, a high as well in the Novi beans. What's going on today?
Well, it does mean people do have to change the style of game they're playing, and not only with the farmers, end user, elevators, and processors. It's changed the values of land and corn and the way people do business. A couple things. We know that the Australians did cut their wheat size again, and that was one reason why wheat was so strong overnight. We continue to hear the whisper of smaller corn yields in the Midwest, and somewhat I think the USDA will also lower the soybean crop size. Also, a word we don't hear very often in agriculture about what price level will we ration usage, and of course the new dynamics there is that it is different because we're not relying so much anymore on exports and feed usage. It's a game of turning our commodities into renewable fuel and energy, and that is a new path that we really haven't and don't understand as much as we have in the past. But as a result of that, the markets are strong. There is a little sell-off in soybeans here today. We are looking at a rainfall event in the next 24 to 48 hours that will slow harvest down.
That sell-off happening just in the last minute or two as you were talking about the markets. You know, the Novis go off the board, and the options go off the board on Friday. Might we be seeing some of that today?
We did see liquidation, I think, of about 8,000 contracts in the November bean futures yesterday, and it is a factor. We're also of the opinion about half of the soybeans that are being sold at this time are being harvested or being sold from the combine, whereas in corn country it seems like it's almost 80 to 100% sold. Now, other people say it's only 50%, but there is a more percentage of corn being sold at these higher levels. One idea, I think, is that beans have a tendency to be the wild card, and people want to have some of those wild cards in their hand in case prices do appreciate in value considerably.
And I wonder, then, is the 620 options where we're headed then?
Well, that's a good question. My hunch is that there's nothing that I see from the farm front that the farmer is a willing seller, and I don't see anything on the world front that indicates that the world is running out of demand either. I did talk to a large producer that owns a large acreage in South America, and he says times are tough in South America, so I don't see really any big acreage boosts from that area. The Informa Sparks people basically say that as long as corn and wheat are in a fast move upward, it's going to be very hard to break soybeans very much.
Let's then go ahead and turn our attention to the corn and ask you, are you in that 335 camp?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised we don't move higher in time than that, particularly if we do lower the total yield on this next USDA report. It's a big issue that we also hear is that can we really get 5 to 7 million more acres of corn production out of the corn belt, so to speak? That's a gigantic and monumental task. Also, the economics and the risk factor of getting that additional acreage is big. One thing about it is we have to say that it is kinder, gentler to the farmer. We know it's extremely popular by the political polls that are being taken, that the public does support renewable energy. We're even seeing advertisements like British Petroleum that are encouraging it. So we know there's a tremendous amount of new industries that are considering going into the ethanol business, and all that is supportive to corn prices in the long run. So it's a win-win deal for the American farmer at this time.
If you're looking higher than 335, Paul, I guess there's that gap from the 96 rally at 346 to 354.
Well, and some people are even talking substantially higher than that, Dave. So, we want to be conservative a little bit, but right now the market is very strong, and we don't see any evidence of a major top yet.
If numbers out of Australia come to pass and the crop turns to be 6 million metric tons, which are the whispers we're now beginning to hear, what does that do to ending stocks and potentially to near-term wheat prices?
There is talk that Russia has a little bigger wheat crop.
Yes.
And there is talk that the Argentine wheat crop is basically okay. And, I think there's talk here that 6 million acres more wheat being planted in the U.S. Per se. And my hunch is that the big factor is that I think in the U.S. we use 150 million bushels for feed use instead of exports or feed or milling. So that's the big equation. What happens is that feed grain demand will improve and wheat will be a function of either exports or milling, and the price level can go up, but I think that we're really getting up to some pretty high levels on the new crop commodities at this time. We did see $8 wheat once before, but wheat seems to be a little more predictable at this time in the marketplace. Also, we are looking, and there are rumors out there, maybe as much as 30 million bushels of wheat being delivered, on the December contract. So all that does is that will basically, stabilize the soft wheat when it comes down to it. Wheat is a very hard commodity to play. We do know there is a ton of wheat acres out there that are going in. My crystal ball isn't quite as bright in that commodity.
Thanks much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of Adium Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.